Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday night here, Monday afternoon, late afternoon, I guess we'd say, here at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, where we're dealing with another deluge. And joining me today is Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there, everybody. Thanks for joining.
And our newly anointed co-host to fill in for the days Jen's out on Mondays and anybody else that misses, John Greenberg.
Here I am.
Welcome, John.
Did a great job, by the way. It was funny because I was listening to the show when I was away in Iowa on the road, and the headliner I was working with was listening. He goes, this is funny. He goes, who's this guy? Is he a comic? I go, no, he's a musician. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah.
Real funny, John, with the mics.
I know what's going on.
Way to go.
It's part of my comedy. What can I tell you?
He sat in with Steve, friend of Steve Marshall, friend of mine. You've met Steve.
Yeah.
And he was like, boy, guy's just timing and his... He's just funny. I go, he's not supposed to be funny.
I didn't mean to be.
You know, you didn't mean to be.
No, complete accident.
And anyway, welcome to the show, everybody on Facebook Live is watching us as well. And got back from last week. I was in St. Pete from Wednesday to Saturday.
Coconuts Comedy Club.
Coconuts Comedy Club. And I had a great time. Ciro came up on Saturday night along with Ethan Moore.
Very cool. Very appreciate the spot. That was a nice club.
And, you know, as a comic, it was great because, like, you know, when you do, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, four nights in a row, they're doing 45 minutes. Although, sometimes at Coconuts, they have, like, seven guest spots. It's not like there's usually an MC, but there's usually a feature. It's just really the only paid spot's the headliner. And, you know, and there's, like, a bunch of spots. So, like, Wednesday, which usually is great because Wednesday usually doesn't have a great crowd. You know, Wednesday, sometimes there's, you know, a show because there's not enough people. So
you said Wednesday was good, though, right?
Yeah, we had like 20-something people in there for Wednesday. It was great. And always good crowd, but there's always, like, you know, comics. So I didn't get to do 45 minutes. I only got to do like 40 or 35 because there's so many people and some other things. But what's up, J-Ho Comedian? Got a lot of new friends on Facebook. I'm excited because last week I mentioned, also last week I was at the Bubba Radio Network Studios. We broadcast a show live from the Bubba Army Radio Studios in Tampa, from Bubba the Love Sponge Studio. What a place that is! It's a compound. It's a its own building. Bubba the Love Sponge's main hit.
What a gig!
Yeah, no, his studio where they have a bar and a stage. Can you imagine coming in here? I had a bar. Wouldn't that be great?
Nice.
It's coming.
Yeah, and so we got to do a show there. I'm gonna probably have it to you guys this week. I'm gonna load it on our site here and reissue it, rebroadcast it for you guys so you can hear that. Very Tiffany Barbie, exciting. A comedian from Tampa, was out. And we got a lot of calls. And it was great because towards the end of the show, people were calling in. We don't do any call in here on this podcast, but it's a professional, so they're bringing in calls. So they're calling in, and people are like, dude, you guys are a great show. You should be on all week. And meanwhile, just as that happens, the program director walks in from Bubba Radio, like, hey, what'd you just say, man?
You know? Perfect.
So so we thank them for having us and everything. You know, you guys are in the studio. We started a little late because of the rain. Again, it's really shitty weather. Oof. And I got up this morning, had to go to the gym because I was away, didn't get to work out too much being on the road last week. So I got up, went to the gym, had to go run some errands, and I had to come do some work and spend hours here. And then I have to get ready for my trip because I'm going away tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Gonna go to South Carolina tomorrow morning. Gonna get up around 4. Got to meet my buddy Frankie Paul in Cocoa Beach And then from there, he's driving. We're going to Lexington, South Carolina. We're going to be at Moonshiners tomorrow night. If you're in South Carolina, in Lexington, South Carolina, there's no Klan meetings. You guys aren't too busy. You want to come out.
My wrist is a moonshine.
Yeah?
Wristband. That's pretty funny.
And, so that's, you know, tomorrow I got to get up. I don't know, 3:30 or, you know, it almost seems like it's a few hours from now. I gotta drive.
It turns into one big blur.
What I mean? Did you ever get crazy when you got a lot of shit to do?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a planner. You know what I mean? I'm like OCD when it comes to getting things done, and like I'm already thinking I haven't packed yet. You know, I'm trying to get all my ducks in an order before I go away again. You ever get like stressed out because of that shit?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing that freaks me out though is like how little sleep I'm gonna get when something like that happens. So I try to plan it so I get everything taken care of, so I'm gonna get my solid 7 hours of sleep that night or something. But it often doesn't work out that way.
You get 7 hours?
I try to.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd love to. I took a half hour nap before you guys got here. And that kind of worked.
I get 7 hours and a half hour nap.
I suffer from CPD, so that's not even chronic procrastination disease. It's
what's that?
Chronic procrastination.
Oh, I got
that's it. That's non-successful comedy careers. That's firefighters that almost make the cut. You know, those kind of things.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not something you can take medication for, right?
I don't believe so. Even with marijuana, you never know.
There you go.
They have 1,000 ailments.
That was one thing I ran out when I was away.
So sorry.
I know, man. And you left Saturday. You guys bolted right after the show.
Well, talk about riding with it and not being able to touch it all the whole time because...
Yeah, now you're on the road with Ethan, who's a recovering
addict.
So, you know, you can't... It's like
it was stimulating conversation, and that's it.
Because it's a 3.5. Like whenever, like tomorrow, I'm looking for. Like I guess Lexington, South Carolina is going to be like around 10 hours.
Wow.
After driving 2 hours to Cocoa Beach, probably like seven, eight hours, something like that, 9 hours. And you know, I'm going to have to when I'm on the road that long. I got to, you know, I couldn't imagine being on the road.
Stretch
that long.
Your legs at one point. It's walking around.
It's mental walking, right? Right.
Yeah, and he didn't smoke cigarettes either, and. I smoke cigarettes, so I'm got to be proud of myself. I went 2.5 hours before I made him pull over.
Right.
Because I thought I saw a bear, and he didn't believe me, but we pulled over anyway. I lit a cigarette right.
Yeah, I'm going to go check the tracks.
I was like, oh, it wasn't a bear. It wasn't a bear. Yeah. It wasn't a bear.
That's cool. I don't know, man. But sometimes if you go without it. Now, you're not you don't party. You don't, you know, do any type of drugs.
I don't. I used to.
Yeah?
Like crazy.
Flacco was your thing?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
What did you, like, when you talking, like?
Well, when am I talking?
Yeah, like, how old were you at the time?
54. No.
like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, right. I smoked weed when I was a teenager. And
yeah.
Everything escalated quite nicely throughout my young adulthood.
Yeah, you smoked weed when you had seeds in it.
Yes.
Right? Remember all the seeds?
Yeah, and back then you used to take like a double album, a record album, and you'd use that to position it in such a way that you get the seeds to roll down and you keep the actual stuff that you want up top.
That was not, I remember seeing that. Yeah, and then you'd roll whatever's left.
That's right. There you go.
I remember the code, like when you would call somebody or something, you'd say, hey, I need some records. I need some record. You know, the records without the seeds.
Yeah, there you go.
But that was a sign you had good smoke back then when you had weed without seeds.
Sure.
Now you don't have any.
Yeah,
right?
There's no seeds really.
I remember one time I got some.
I mean, unless you get
regs.
But isn't it like unbelievably potent these days? I mean, it's been years for me since I've
smoked. Well, you should smoke
weed.
Today after the show. We'll
all see. Right. Some of it's
sure.
Why some not? Of it's believable and some of it's really unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You do only the unbelievable, I bet.
I try to.
Right.
I try
good.
To.
Yeah. Now you know. I mean, the good thing it's been a few days, so now when I do, it'll be like, woof.
It's really just getting lucky. I usually find it on the ground somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's nice.
That happens every once in a while with cocaine in the bathroom. Now I would never use. You know.
Don't do it.
You know. You look down. What is that? Oh, it's a baggie. I was watching the news the other day, I don't know, it was on Facebook or something, or some social media, and some guy was in court. You know, he was in court, you know, for a traffic ticket or something, and he took off his hat and a little bag fell out and landed on the floor, and he tried to act like nothing happened. He left. And then one of the people in the court said, that fell out of that guy's hat. It turned out to be a bag of coke.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, so he got a ticket, but then he got arrested.
Yeah.
So, that's just stupid. You know, I just admit, like, people like that deserve.
Sometimes he doesn't pay to fight.
People deserve to get caught when you're in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're, we got some stories today, by the way. For those of you listening for the first time, we opened the show at opening the show. That's what we opened the show with opening the show. And we just talk about whatever's happening. Our second segment's Things You Need to Know. And what you need to know, these are stories that I think you should know this.
Be aware of.
And of course, our third segment, Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about silly stories, you know what I mean? But we got a lot of dopey people. You know, we got a lot of stories today about some dopey people. I don't mean they're smoking dope, but they probably are. But
including us or other dopey people?
No, we're not dopeys.
No.
These we're smart. We work. Yeah. We actually, we're productive.
Absolutely.
Just saying. Do you have a day job? Or you just play music?
No, I have a day job. I work as a programmer and web developer.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's stuff I have no idea about.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, just sit there.
But I get paid,
I look at the guy next to me. What are you doing?
There you go.
He keeps on pressing that button.
A lot of talk about robots out there. You know, people losing their job to robots. And listen, I'm a financial advisor. We could lose our job to these smart computers that can manage your money now. And I even had a client of a long time reach out to me and said they were going to close out their accounts and everything because they were going to buy a mobile home but they're going to sell their condo. And I thought, well, why don't you, if you sell the condo, then pay for the mobile home, I want to keep both for a while and sell it. Okay, I get it. And then when I do sell my condo, I want to fix up the mobile home. And I thought, boy, that's going to be one hell of a fixed-up mobile home where the money that you're going to use to fix it up is twice as much than you paid for the damn thing. But you know what? I'm like, I'm at that stage with my financial planning job where I'm like, whatever. I don't have, you know what I mean? Anything that's headache, I'm just at that age now. I don't want to deal with nonsense. You know, that's why I mentioned last week, I unfriended and blocked about a half a dozen people last week on Facebook.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because I posted on Facebook. I posted when the shooter went to the softball practice and shot Scalise and the Republicans. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, okay, I basically pointed out now to everybody who didn't think it was a big idea to see, that dried up, miserable cunt. What's her name? Kathy Griffin. Yeah, that one holds up there. Holding the head of Trump. And when Madonna, spoke, let's blow up the White House, that kind of stuff, and going far back when Obama, when they had images of Obama hanging from a tree.
Mm-hmm.
All of that together. This is imagery that can incite violence. There's so many hoople heads out there that's the kind of stuff. Now, and I said it could partly cause or have some effect on people. It's not the main reason. You still have to have an unstable douchebag, some unstable character who doesn't know what he's doing. If people see people in high places or people, famous people or, doing this kind of stuff. If you see an image on Facebook, but if you see, somebody like a star or a famous person, saying something or doing something, it's a bit insightful, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
Your idol says it.
So I'm sitting there going, so I basically said, I pointed that out. And of course, every liberal comes on there, starts attacking me, and
I saw that post actually. Yeah. Now that
there was a huge post. It was shared like 10, 15 times already, and there was like over almost 200 something comments on there. And there were people like, "Oh, that's stupid," and then people were then my friends were fighting other people, and it was just and I don't listen, I'm not gonna partake, but it just but then I was at the point like there's comics that I could get work for, I know. That somebody else commented, and then I found out one particular comic who I thought was a friend of mine unfriended me because I was going to message him and say, "Hey, dude," and I saw you unfriended me. So I said, "You know what? Fine, but I'm blocking you." Right. Now, if somebody unfriends me, I have no problem with that, right? I have no problem with that. But if you're going to unfriend me, I'm just going to block you because I want to keep a record of who just decided. You know what I mean?
It's a hooplehead invasion.
There's no going back. You know what I mean? That's just the way I feel about it. If I'm that offensive, if I've upset you that much, then fine. Don't ever, and I talked about this at the show last week we did at Bubba's studio. I like unfriend. I wish you could do that in real life. because when you unfriend somebody on Facebook, that's it. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not friends with somebody anymore in real life, you can still run into them. you know, you can still see them and have to deal with that awkward. But you know, on Facebook, no, you're like a magician. Gone. Right. They're gone.
Right.
Well, you still see their comments, and if they're friends with other friends of yours, you'll still see their comments.
Not if you block them.
Oh, not if you block them. Okay.
If you block them, you don't see nothing.
I don't see anything.
They don't exist.
Got it.
They don't exist anymore.
Okay.
So.
I think that's what we're working towards as a society.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. And it is more shit happening in England, but you saw what happened last night.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but somebody, it's like reverse terrorism.
Yeah. Was it white guys that did it at that time?
I don't know exactly. They arrested the guy. But the story was that somebody drove through a crowd that were leaving a mosque.
Right.
In England, in London,
I think. Yeah.
Right. And everybody, they got the car, got the guy out. They all started beating the crap out of the guy. And the imam, I guess, is like the head priest. I don't want to cause like. He called him a priest. Let's, you know, but you know the head guy, Amon. I'm sure there's not there's no women Amons. Not in that religion.
Well, I've never met any.
Yeah, if I have, exactly. And see what I'm talking about, the timing. And then and then the Amon said, "No, leave him alone." You know, this guy's peaceful and stuff. Of course, nice move. And they took the guy to be arrested.
Wow.
But I thought that I just kind of think that's interesting in that it's like reverse, like. Do you think it would be not I'm condoning any violence, don't get wrong, but do you think it would be interesting if all of a sudden Christians put together their own little ISIS group and started attacking Muslims?
Right.
Right? And like, look, you guys are doing this, we're going to have terrorism towards Muslims. Like, how would that be taken?
Well, it's not that different from what the KKK does, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know the religious makeup of the KKK. I'm guessing they're
mostly
Jewish.
Baptist.
I think they're Southern Baptist, right?
Yeah, I think they're mostly Southern Baptist.
Okay,
right? That's not even a.
But you don't hear about those guys. I mean, when's the last time you heard of the KKK attacking somebody?
Right.
Or creating?
Interestingly enough, not until apparently Donald Trump became president did they wake up.
Yeah.
Did somebody go knock on their door or something and say, "Hey, listen"? Because they were pretty, I mean, not saying silent or not doing their thing. They were doing their thing. But it wasn't like a mainstream brigade of terror and violence, unless it was in the 60s.
Now, I don't know if Terry McVeigh or McVeigh, that guy who did the
Timothy
Oklahoma.
Timothy,
I don't know if he was considered McVeigh. A white supremacist. Was he part of, was he?
I think so. I think the answer is yes.
I think he was part of that Aryan race group. And that was a deadly attack, obviously, on America. But, yeah. You know, I know you're right. It's, up until that, you never really heard, oh, the KKK, you know, killed, you know.
And that could be just media bias or whatever it was. But it seems like there was a lot of black violence in the news. So why wouldn't it, you know what I mean? It just, why wouldn't it be there?
I don't know. I thought that was interesting that, you know, somehow it did turn. I will give a credit. I did get to watch the movie Wonder Woman, and I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, was it a good one?
It was pretty neat, you know.
I haven't seen it. It's gotten great reviews, and I've heard good things about it.
It's the first DC movie that, you know, besides
they went with the backstory and everything and gave you why she became Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I always think back to what, you know, I remember one of the the first time I was exposed to girl on girl action in like a magazine was
You talking Hustler or?
Yeah,
or,
it was a Hustler. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. You were really lucky if your dad had porn, like, you know, like magazines, like Playboy or Playgirl, but you're really lucky if you had Hustlers because there was a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big difference between Playboy and Hustler.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, Hustler and Playboy, they show you things, but in Hustler, they open the door. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They apply what you see.
Yes. And I remember the first photo layout I saw that, I was like, wow, this is incredible. But these two girls are from the island of Lesbos.
Ooh.
Isn't that? I don't know if that was a real island or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's a Grecian island, I think.
Yeah. Well, in Greece, they do that kind of stuff. Greece went over.
Nice to know.
And I still remember those photos.
Where they got the name of the country from.
Yeah. So I just thought, you know, you start thinking about Wonder Woman, you think, oh, man, you know, was Wonder Woman lesbian? But then she likes dudes. You know, but she's, you know, she's hot. The actress is hot.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I've heard the movie's a bit of a babe fest, actually.
Yeah?
That's what I've heard.
Well,
you saw it, yes?
Well, I kind of missed the beginning part, because my wife has one of these things where you can get it on the computer.
Right.
And, you know, it was Chinese subtitles and stuff, right. But it was, you know, English. But I missed the beginning because I was coming home yesterday, so I watched the more than half of it, I guess. And what I did see was pretty cool.
Okay.
The action scenes were pretty, you know, the fight scenes. What do you think? What's your favorite, what movie is your favorite movie when it came to the fight scenes?
It has to be Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, the first one where you just had that psychological fighting. You know, yeah. The mirror and the scratches and the whole thing. And I mean, the Octagon was good, too.
That was good, yeah. But, I haven't seen that movie
in a
while.
Recently, I would have to say any Jet Li movie has been good. But the new ones about Bruce Lee's teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Ip Man. Those movies are crazy.
That's actually on Netflix.
Yeah.
Great. All right, I got to watch that then. Okay. I got to see that. Anybody on Facebook Live have a good one? Rob Van Dam, you know,
RVD,
you know, I fought, and you know, people would ask me, who would you, you know, would you fight Van Dam? I'd fight Van Dam. Mm-hmm. I would have no problem. The only person I would probably be, you know, at that day and age was like Steven Seagal
or Chung Lee or
Jet Li.
Or
Kung Lee.
Bolo Young, the guy that would always fight Van Dam in his movies.
Yeah.
Big Chinese guy.
Yeah.
He was scary.
Yeah. He's a big dude. Although I'd probably fight him.
Yeah,
I would fight him. I wouldn't fight Bruce Lee, you know.
Right.
Any of those guys. Chuck Norris, I wouldn't mind sparring with. But, you know, I think I could take, in my prime, I think I could take Van Damme. I just have to put my hands up with those high kicks. He does that stupid high kick all the time. And that stupid rib punch. Remember he does that,
The face. The face is what really made the punch.
And he had that dot, that thing on his head looks like he got hit with a golf ball range.
It's like a mole, but not a mole.
Yeah, he's got like a round thing that it looks like he was at a driving range. Oh, they're playing golf. Got hit the fucking head. Anyway, hey, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Monday night in Danger Studios here at Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, I'm Ciro Dobrik.
And our new co-host, our new sit-in, our fill-in co-host, John Greenberg, or Jonathan Greenberg, I should say.
Welcome.
Musician and now becoming a comic. Before our eyes, he's going to probably get on stage at some point.
I'm funny. I'm really funny.
Super
really
good time.
And we'll be back with What You Need to Know right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Dougie Almeida, Ciro Dobrik, and John Greenberg are joining me today.
Hey, folks.
And this is, if you miss anything, in Facebook Live, you can go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, where we have over 600 and something shows for your entertainment. And we're only going to do one this week, because I'm going on the road tomorrow with Frankie Paul. And if you guys are going to be in Lexington, South Carolina tomorrow, I'll be there at Moonshiners. Wednesday, I'll be in Salisbury, Connecticut, where I'll have some Salisbury steak, I imagine. Right?
As long as you're there.
Right, you're going to have some Salisbury steak.
Sure.
At a place called City Tavern. These are all Comedy Zone rooms. Thursday, going to be at The Loft in Columbus, Georgia, which is a fun venue. And Saturday, in Fort Walton Beach at The Block.
From The Loft to The Block.
And then here's the thing. I mentioned this, too. I'm going to be returning to the Stardom Comedy Club in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
It was kind of nerve-wracking in a sense, because last time I was there, I didn't make it to my third night. I got let go.
What happened?
I got fired. Oh,
damn.
I wasn't connecting with the mostly urban audience in a challenging room. So I'm going to be ready this time. I'm not worried about it. So,
well, you're stronger now.
Yeah, of course.
So it's not.
Hey, by the way, here's our segment of the show we called What You Need to Know. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the news came out. Carrie Fisher, you know, Princess Leia,
who died.
Right? She died a few months ago. And oddly enough, her mom then, Debbie Reynolds, died the next day. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the daughter dies, the next day the mom dies.
Well, it's like the mom died of heartbreak, it sounded like.
Yeah. And they didn't like each other, right? In the beginning, like, right. like she didn't like her daughter and like do your own thing kind of thing.
Connected at the end.
Yeah. But yeah, it says that they did an autopsy on her and she was feeling the force. she had cocaine in her system. She must have had a lot of it because cocaine doesn't stay in your system long.
No, but she had a lot of other things too. She had
heroin, ecstasy, also in her system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It could be just, she could have just did the ecstasy pill and had all of that in one pill and really not been as messed up as it leads you to believe.
So you're saying like sometimes ecstasy's cut with all the other things. Cocaine and heroin and everything. Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, speed, you never know.
Right, yeah. It's always fun. I remember the days where
Now they have a different thing they call Molly or whatever.
Yeah. It's pure, right? Isn't Molly pure?
That's what they say.
Supposedly.
I've never done it.
You ever done ecstasy?
I did ecstasy, but.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on cocaine, heroin, and acid and speed. And then I was happy and called people that you don't call. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Who is this? I don't know.
You're friendly as hell.
Oh yeah.
I always said if you're ever gonna take ecstasy, just realize it's one of those drugs that can actually make you sleep with another dude. It never happened to me.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying it makes you very, you know,
open,
touchy, and feeling.
Yeah. You know, the next thing you know, I'm not saying there's no admission here. It never happened. But you know what I mean. So, but
stuff makes you warm and fuzzy all over.
Yeah, I mean, you know. And Jonathan, we're after the show. He's gonna smoke for the first time in years.
First time in years. That's right.
So imagine he doesn't make it home. He's like, I get up tomorrow to go drive to South Carolina, and he'll be out of the parking lot.
It was a really smooth drive, and everything is really green.
Yeah, man. Had a real nice drive home. Yeah. So So Carrie Fisher, I can't. There's certain like
was she sick before?
Well, she had didn't she had something like when you can't sleep, sleep apnea. Now here's the thing: if you take that many drugs, if you're on drugs a lot, doesn't that cause sleep apnea? Like I imagine if you do a lot of cocaine, it's gonna be hard to sleep.
Sure.
And you're gonna do a lot of snoring.
Yeah.
I imagine cocaine would cause a lot of snoring.
I would think
it affects your the nostrils.
I can't imagine trying to sleep on coke.
No,
that sounds impossible.
You know, I mean, the when I used to do it, I was one of those weird guys that I would get sleepy all of a sudden. I don't know about you guys, but the first time, like whenever you first, and it's been a long, I always say cocaine was the easiest drug for me to quit because after that little euphoric feeling, I'd always get depressed for like a week. Yes. So I couldn't stand it.
Well, that's why people become addicted to it. You keep having to do it to ward off the depression part.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't have that much money.
Depression.
Right, exactly.
I don't have a drug problem. I have a money problem. I don't have money. No, I don't, you know, it was easy because of that. And, you know, because of that, like I turned it down. I mentioned this before. I've turned it down 5 or 6 times already in the last few months. I mean, I've been offered a 10, but no, I turned it down. I turned it down because I always think about that. I always think about the aftermath, you know what I mean? And, it's just, and then I'm always amazed by the people that can do it and then continue to do. I still know people to this day that never quit. Like, they do. I'm amazed that they could do that much drugs socially. Like they could just continue to do cocaine and like, like whenever I have it, you know, like, I don't know how you could do it.
I agree.
You know,
it gets out of control too. Every time you see it, even if they are social about it, you're like, it's only because people know you that you can act like that.
You know, I'll say that every time I've turned it down, I'm like, I have like a little band that plays next to me. I just want to celebrate. I just picture that band every time I say no. I look down and go, yep, that's right.
Mm.
Here's something you also need to know. Iran sends a message with a missile strike in Syria, the first time in many, many decades that the Iranian government launched a missile on somebody. Interesting what's going on.
Russia shot down or said they're going to shoot down anybody.
Well, the United States shot down a Syrian jet. Yeah. And Russia said, well, if this is where we're going to do that, then anytime somebody flies in a certain zone, we're, no matter who it is, we're going to consider, which, you know, this is interesting too. And now you mentioned you're Democrat, you're liberal. If we were so tight, if Trump and Russia were so damn tight, you know.
This wouldn't happen. However, what if it was a master plan?
Right.
Like, they're all masterminds, except Trump is stupid, like everybody says. Mm-hmm. And Putin's just,
yeah,
you know, he's just in, he's just weak.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they were masterminding,
try to get
everybody on themselves. If that turns out to be true, I'm sorry.
Late on Sunday, the elite Revolutionary Guard launched 6 missiles from western Iran into Syria's mostly Islamic State group-held Deir ez-Zor province, hitting an IS command base. That's the thing about ISIS. There's so many divisions of it. Like, there's good, there's bad. Is there good ISIS?
No.
There can't be good ISIS. Because we're supposedly fighting one part of ISIS, and the Russians and the Syrians are fighting
another. I like Italian ICs, but...
Yeah.
Those are good ICs.
What's your favorite Italian icy flavor? It's got to be cherry, no?
It would have to... Oh, yeah. Well, the original is always the best.
The lemon?
Yeah. The lemon is the best, but cherry's good.
I got it, you know... You can't get, and then, you know, every once in a while I get chocolate. People look at me, why would you get a chocolate icy? You just get chocolate ice cream. I said, I'm a chocolate guy.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes I don't want to have that red lips. You get cherry, you look, you know, you got red face trying to go to a meeting. I remember when as a financial planner, I worked in the bank, I'm wearing a suit and everything, and I would ever get a craving for bubble gum, right? So I'm at one of these general stores, I get a soda or water, whatever, and I saw this bubble gum, oh, this Rainbow bubble gum. I said, oh, I haven't seen this bubble gum in years. And I was eating it, you know, and I get to the, I'm talking to these clients about millions of dollars. And I look like, you know, I gave, you know, Disney World the blowjob or something.
You look like a chow.
Yeah.
A black tongue. You're like, what?
Let's see. Bear Khan on our Facebook Live says, alcoholics too? It's chemical deficiency. Yeah, you know, I had a brother who was a severe alcoholic. He ended up getting throat cancer, not from cigarette smoke, but from all the hard liquor.
Wow.
They say, man, if you drink a lot of hard liquor, it can cause throat cancer.
Oh. The
sound, it sounds different in here now.
The sound buffers disagrees.
A sign from above or something.
Sign from above. We're closing the podcast, everybody.
Damn. Somebody's using a force.
ISIS is like, shut him down. He's talking about this. Shut that doggy show.
Oh, you think you could be clever with the Italian icy joke? No. We're serious.
You try to skip over ISIS and go to ISIS, yes?
We are ISIS, not ISIS. ISIS.
ISIS. Get it straight, fat boy. Oh, man.
Didn't they take over the Philippines or something, I heard? Aren't they? ISIS is...
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. They took over a town in the Philippines.
So Johnny Muscles, by the way, says on Facebook Live, it's the video's playing, and then it cuts back and forth. I don't know how that's working.
Probably every time I look at it, it goes... Then I turn away and it goes works again.
Thanks. And Marjorie says she'll never let anybody fuck with me. Any rate, thanks, man. Thanks for backing me up on that. So I don't know. Are we close to Armageddon here? You guys feel like maybe there is going to be a major, conflict? Are we that much closer?
I don't think we are, but it keeps on pretending to be.
I mean, the scariest places in the world right now are the possibility of conflict with North Korea. Or Russia, it seems to me.
Yeah, well, so there's the North Korean army had a defector. They said yesterday, a guy from the North Korean army swam across the peninsula into South Korea. That's one guy. But it wasn't in the North Korean and the Korean war. There were a lot of defectors. A lot of people they ran.
Abandoned ship.
They abandoned ship on North Korea. That's why it didn't. It's kind of like what happened in the first Gulf War. You know, a lot of the Iraqi.
They weren't there to fight. They were like, oh, here.
Yeah, they dropped their shit and ran.
Right.
They were overwhelmed. Important. Let me get into this now. There's a lot of stories about children. You know, it's not bad enough that you got to hear in Florida that somebody left their kid in the car, you know, with the windows down. Uh-huh. And, this is just stupid, these people. But we got plenty of stuff here regarding kids, okay? But... a 3-year-old dies during a routine dental procedure.
Huh.
Now, some people are scared to go to the dentist. So you fear the dentist?
No, fine with the dentist.
Yeah?
I go as often as I can.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I get a 6-month cleaning, which they go in deep because, and then he's weird. I told him, my back wisdom teeth, the big four corners, whatever, part of it just came off, broke off. No big deal, just teeth missing.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, there's something about, ever have a dream that your teeth were breaking? Like falling out and stuff?
No.
And that's when, supposedly psychologically, that means you're fearful of, like,
teeth?
Yeah. No, you're fearful like the world's crumbling around you because teeth are like a part of your permanent aspect of your life. Mm. So when you start losing your teeth, you're worried about it. Subconsciously means that you're worried about your life falling apart or something's going wrong.
Was that your wife or your life? I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah, usually your wife's falling apart too. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Well.
I don't know. Although, God bless my wife. She's been very patient with all this traveling. So God bless her. Yeah, 3-year-old girl has died during a routine dental procedure in California. Steve Martin was her dentist. And her parents are now searching for answers. The Lisa Avila Hernandez reportedly undergoing a recommended surgery to have 2 teeth removed and 2 teeth capped at the Children's Dental Surgery Center, where they'll never have anybody again, when she died. All I did was to, I took my daughter to see the dentist because they were going to fix her teeth, and about 30 minutes later, brought her back dead.
Over anesthesia or what?
You wonder, right? Because when you get your teeth pulled, you get knocked out, right? Yeah.
When they did my wisdom teeth in California, which was now, I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, you made it. You seem to have done it.
Well, the guy, when I woke up, he goes, he took like heart rate things.
Right.
Right. And he goes, hey, do you smoke? I go, yeah. He goes, hey, look at this and maybe we should stop. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like doing the math and I'm like, oh, I was dead here.
Really?
I don't think so, but it was a much lower heart rate.
Right.
At a certain point. And I was like, oh, I was going in and out. Was those the times I wanted a cigarette? Is this what we're talking about? Is it that bad? He didn't explain it to me, but.
A representative for the Children's Dental Surgery Center told the station that the situation is not an easy thing to deal with. Well, that's the understatement of the day. The nurse said daughter's heart stopped, but was stable and not to worry, and told me the daughter has heart. And she told me my daughter has heart problems that maybe I didn't know of. But that's not true, she said. My daughter was very healthy. Well, you're not going to know if your kid has heart problems until something like this happens.
Not a 3-year-old.
No. Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. A 3-year-old, don't you still have your baby teeth?
Yeah.
How bad do they have to be to pull them?
Millennials. I don't know.
What I want to know is why they chose Steve Martin as their dentist.
I mean, know.
The guy plays banjo. He's good at comedy, but dentistry, I wouldn't go to him.
I know.
Feed me, Seymour?
Yeah. What was that in
Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors. That's right.
I knew you didn't get it, and I tried to go with the line in there.
Yeah.
Slip it in.
Well, thanks, buddy. Here's another story revolving children. A woman beats and chokes 11-year-old daughter in a near-fatal exorcism. I didn't know this stuff was still going on. You know what I mean? Like, every once in a while you hear that a priest is in some South American, Central America.
Demons went away.
They're always demons.
Yeah.
You know.
So there's got to be always exorcisms.
Woman beats and chokes 11-year-old daughter in a near-fatal exorcism, cops say. A California woman was arrested last week after witnesses reported she was violently trying to exorcise demons from her 11-year-old daughter. Witness called the sheriff's office on Friday morning to report a child being beaten on the beach near the town of Ferndale. Now, if you're going to do an exorcism, you might as well do it at the beach.
Right.
Get a little sun, a little R&R, and then...
Why not?
Right. Maybe the demons see the beach and they go, oh, I want to do some surfing. Yeah, I didn't know demons like to surf.
Surf right out of your
life. They can get inspired, too. Demons, why not?
Right. The caller additionally stated that the mother was attempting to perform an exorcism on the child, who had been stripped naked as the mother allegedly shoved handfuls of sand into her eyes and mouth.
Mm.
Now, yeah. that's part of the how to exercise?
It's like one of those footnotes in the book.
Mm. It's interesting.
It's like if the other stuff's not working, just go ahead and pick up the sand and like jam it in their eyes.
Despite the mother's insistence.
Well, the eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yes. Yeah,
so right? Is that what we're going with on that?
And it turns out the kid just had some red contacts in. You're the devil. They're just contacts. Sand. A short time later, sheriff's deputies arrived and reportedly pulled Felder away from the child and placed her in handcuffs. Now she's going to have to exercise her own demons. The child endured multiple injuries from the attack, including severe damage to her right ear, according to police. They say Felder would have killed her daughter if it hadn't been for the gentleman stepping in. Kimberly Felder was later booked in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for attempted homicide. Assault with a deadly weapon, felony child abuse, and aggravated mayhem, and fucking up all the sand on the beach.
Humboldt County is a really good pot, so
yeah,
that could be a problem.
See, now we're talking about that new weed, that strain of weed, as you see demons. You know, if now for any reason, Ciro jumps on my face, starts pulling at least bobbleheads into my head.
Santeria OG.
Don't worry, I'll just perform an exorcism if that happens.
Santeria. She's studying Santeria. It's Santeria. No, it's Santeria.
Santeria.
Yeah, you get it from eating too much Hershey and getting diarrhea. And again, being kids. Now I'm a gun. I own a gun. I own guns, I should say. And I don't have children in the house. You don't have to worry about. But I do have my guns in safe places.
I've got my water pistol, but I leave it right out in the open.
Yeah, in case anybody gets thirsty.
That's right. Yeah, it's a little dangerous, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's like we play Russian roulette when we get thirsty. I miss water. Am I ever playing water guns? I missed the big super squirter thing.
Mm.
You know, when you're those things were, you know, we had the little shitty guns.
Yeah, that's right.
You can only hit somebody from like 2 feet away.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, but the super squirter.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I miss those also.
Yeah, the super squirters were like, you know, you go like 10 yards away, you can, you know.
Right, and it's still got force 10 yards away.
And yeah, you get hit, you're like, ah.
It's got that big tank on top.
But I remember like during Halloween, you know, you egg people and you get shaving cream. You take shaving cream, you take the aerosol can top and put it on the shaving cream. So instead of the shaving cream coming out, like it comes out streaming. And then we'd also take vinegar or sometimes piss, and we'd fill up the gun with piss or vinegar or something. Squirt people and they walk by like, oh, they think it's water. And they're like, why do I smell like vinegar? What's the matter with you, you douche? Toddler pulls loaded gun from a toy box during police welfare check. Nothing better than when the police are there to check on the house that's, you know,
supposed to be okay.
Yeah, for Children and Family Services, they're worried about the well-being of the kid. My boy's okay. He's fine. He's safe. He comes walking in with a 9mm. Toddler pulled out a loaded gun from his toy box while police were doing a welfare check in his Florida home on Tuesday. The 3-year-old was reportedly playing with his toys when the police and the Florida Department of Children's Services responded to the residents over neglect allegations and reports that drugs were being sold out of their Boynton Beach home.
His diaper was full.
Yeah,
they checked it and it was a loaded gun, which is nice.
He loaded a squirt gun with shit. It didn't stream that far. Thank God he didn't have a super soaker. While officers were speaking to the boy's mother, Rosalind Finale, 34, the child took the 9mm loaded gun out of his toy box, because that's where we put loaded guns nowadays. Officers reportedly found one bullet in the chamber on the gun, and the safety was off.
Great.
Parents of the year there, right? Imagine if they reach in, they're getting robbed, and they reach in there to get a gun, and they pull out.
And it's not like they didn't know that they were getting a visit from the...
Where am I going to hide this gun? Put it in the kid's toy box.
Perfect. I'll never find it there.
They'll never look.
I mean, it's stupid. It's just stupid. You know, and again, I don't have kids. The wife and I tried to have kids. We tried in vitro. We wanted to have our own kid. We couldn't. But there's people out there having kids willy-nilly that don't deserve them. They should never have kids. What's the deal with these people?
No license required for having kids.
Right? Right. You need a license to drive a car, to own a business. You need all this shit. But you know, to have a kid, just stick your dick in there and, you know.
There you go.
Just crazy.
Yep.
So that's the thing. There's all these fucking kids being born. They're not being parented correctly, right? They're just, it just sickens me.
Yeah. And then one day you're at the mall and they're all there and you're like, just go home or something.
Yeah, well, they don't want to go home.
Read a book.
The kid's going to go home and the mom's going to exercise her. I'm going to go home, but my mom wants to stick sand in my eyes. Mm. Okay, let's play some more video games. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Ciro Dobrik's joined me here today.
You know I am.
Jonathan Greenberg. And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida. Tired of arguing with your friends on Facebook about who's right and wrong? Why not go out to a comedy show? Here's some suggestions for you. I'll be in Coral Springs, Florida on June 7th. At Tavolino della Notte's for the Wise Guys Comedy Show. June 14th through the 17th, you can catch me at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach, Florida. June 20th, I'll be at Lexington, South Carolina, at the Comedy Zone, located in Moonshiners. On June 21st, I'll be in Salisbury, North Carolina, at the Comedy Zone, that's located in the City Tavern. June 22nd, going to be in Georgia at the Loft in Columbus, Georgia. And on Saturday, June 24th, you can catch me at Fort Walton Beach, Florida, at the Comedy Zone, located at the Block. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some live comedy in your neighborhood. And have fun. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
News.
Not that we haven't already, but this stuff's supposed to be funny. Here's a story. Woman stole city money to buy a butt lift. How could that go wrong?
A butt lift.
You know, at least you didn't go to one of these Hialeah, like transgender, transvestites, and use Fix-A-Flat. You remember that? Was it tranny?
Totally.
It was in Miami, this transvestite. Like a dude, but had like, you get the fake cheeks and everything, and a fake ass that stuck out like this, and big ass boobs, and you could tell it was a guy because when she spoke, you know, the voice
gender
gives
fluidity.
Him away. You know, she was using Fix-A-Flat.
What's Fix-A-Flat?
It's like when you have a flat tire, you put that aerosol thing in, and it fills up your car so you can get it till you. And everybody I know that fix cars says don't ever use that shit; it'll ruin the tire.
Right?
You know,
it's not. Huh.
It's not
good for tires.
But if a tire, you know, it's one thing to plug the
but
tire.
But for your butt, why not?
Yeah, it's good for your ass. In Gainesville, Florida City says a former employee stole money to get a butt lift. A Gainesville City report released on Wednesday said Natwanya Clark stole $93,000 from the city, using $8,500 on cosmetic surgery. The Gainesville Sun said the report shows 33-year-old Clark also used the city money for her cable television bill, food, highway tolls, and a television and other expenses. Clark was fired shortly before she was arrested last March 28th and charged with larceny and scheme to defraud. She has pled not guilty. How do you know, the evidence is in the
93
ass.
Grand.
Yeah.
Did you steal it? No. Then all of a sudden it like pops.
I was going to put it back.
Yeah. Are you sure? Where'd
the money go? I don't know. Hold on a second.
Are you sure?
My ass is leaking.
Well, how much did the butt lift cost?
Well, $8,500.
Yeah. $8,000 for a Fix-A-Flat.
Now, you know what's funny about this? I've seen, like, I remember the last time I saw this, when I was in Atlantis working last summer at Comedy Zone, brought the wife with me, and we're sitting at this deli place, and this girl walks in. And it was just like everybody was laughing. Like as she walked, people were like staring and laughing. And she thought she was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And her ass, you know what I mean? Just huge. Like
a person.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? It's okay. You know, I guess if you have an ass like that, if you fall out of a plane, you know, you'd be happy because you could just land on your ass.
Sure, you're safe.
You know, you fall off a cliff, right? Or something. You know.
You've got protection.
You could just land on your ass.
Right.
You got plenty of cushion
there.
Yeah. You know, she must fall. With an ass like that, you must fall asleep because it's so comfy. Like, my ass is so fluffy. You know, I don't need that excuse to fall asleep. But just, I mean.
We're a society of extremes.
It must be nice to spoon with somebody like that, though.
Yeah, with a big fake ass.
Oh, so soft and so much of it, sure.
Yeah. It's like taking a pillow and putting it between your legs, right? I like a lot of pillows when I sleep.
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah, great movie. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Saw that movie?
That was great.
Steve Martin theme right? tonight.
That's right. That's right. This is the Steve Martin show, by the way.
You know, he was a dentist once.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the painful dentist.
Yeah.
It's not tipping, I believe in. It's over tipping.
Yeah. Here's another story. Whopping $100 million water bill shocks a North Carolina man.
He's going to
see the cable bill is $250. The electric bill is $380. The water bill, $100 million. Stop jerking off in the shower, Bill. That's how I conserve water. See, I stopped masturbating in the shower.
How many cars were you washing during the day?
Yeah.
When there was water restrictions?
Well, the kids from the baseball local Quarry League wanted to use the house's hose. Hillsborough, North Carolina, water bill wasn't so bad, but the service charge was eye-popping. The news in Raleigh says reports that Kieran Healy of Orange County in central North Carolina got a water bill for $189.92. The service charge was a dollar shy of $100 million. Healy said he asked Orange Water and Sewer Authority to on Twitter on Wednesday if he could make installment payments. Healy posted later Wednesday that the utility assured him that his bill was wrong.
He didn't figure that out?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, would you flip out? I mean, that would be so ridiculous. You'd be
you
like...
You'd have to. You can't.
Yeah. Healy posted...
100,000 now? You'd have to go, what is going on?
Yeah, the utilities Stephen Winter said an outside company sends payment reminders emails to customers before their account is drafted. Winter said a mistake made it appear Healy faced a huge bill. Winter said he doesn't know how many customers may get emails with incorrect service charges, but the company is sending out apology messages like that matters. I had my kidney stone back in February, whatever it was, you know, I had a bill. Yeah, you know, from the hospital. Like, the whole thing was like 20, 30 grand, right? But I ended up having to pay like three.
Mm-hmm.
So I negotiated it down to 1,200. Hmm. So I had just paid that. But the doctor bills, they didn't negotiate. It was like 230. One, they knocked it down for 260 to 180. And I thought it was paid.
Lucky.
But the wifey forgot to pay it. So that it went to a collection agency. Hmm. So I had to pay. They knocked it down from 250 to 200. So, you know, don't just pay the bills. Make sure you look
them
over.
Make sure you get confirmation numbers.
Have you ever been in a car and, like, something scares the shit out of you in your car? Like, there's been stories about people had a snake in the car when they were driving, right? Or, like, mm-hmm. there's a bee in the car. Like, I remember not too long ago, I was in the car and a wasp got in the car. Like, at mm-hmm. the stoplight, I had the windows open and the fucking wasp blew in. I'm like, you know, the light turned green. I'm sitting there trying to get in the brakes honking and shit.
Oh,
I'm
that's got to freak you out.
Yeah, I'm not going to move with a fucking wasp, you know.
Right.
And then, of course, I pulled over. I went over, pulled over, and I'm looking for the wasp, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, my luck. I'm going to get back in the car, take off, and then he's going to, you know.
Yep.
In Cooper City, Florida, a spider is being blamed for a crash, car crash in the Florida suburbs. Broward Sheriff's Office spokesman Mike Jackless tweeted that the crash happened on Tuesday after the driver saw a spider loose in his car. What a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
The white car hit a light pole, knocking it into a street in Cooper City, which is northwest of Miami. Few details about the crash were available, but pictures taken by the sheriff's office show a damage to the car front end. In a tweet, Jackal said, while he doesn't know what kind of spider caused the one vehicle crash, it definitely was not an itsy-bitsy spider.
Big one, huh?
Now, I don't know if you freak out, like if a spider's in the car, because they're not, you know, something that's flying is scary because you're going to land on you, you know, you're going to try to, you got to compose yourself. But a spider... You know, I've had spiders like on the visor.
Oh, and inside.
Like, you know, they get in the car and they're on the visor, and you're like, all right.
Right.
A spider doesn't attack you; it doesn't leap at you like a pit bull.
Huh.
Just saying.
Yeah, I've had flies or you know, flying bugs of one sort or another in the car. Never had a wasp.
Right.
But when that happens, it's a little bit freaky, and you want to swat the fly. But you're also trying to maintain your sense of direction with the vehicle.
Right.
And that can get a bit challenging.
Yeah, well, the fly, you know.
No, I only have accidents when I see roaches.
You can manage the roach while steering, though. That's manageable.
Exactly.
You made me think of a movie when he said that.
Throws it in the back, lights a car on fire. Wasn't there somebody? You ever do that? You ever think you're throwing something out the window, it whirls back into the back seat.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I've never had the car go on fire, though. I have had that smell, and you're like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah. By the way, Marcus Jewell on Facebook Live says, what the hell is this about?
I think we know. We don't know.
Try to keep up, buddy. It's obviously about a lot. You're missing the boat. Kansas husband who robbed bank to avoid wife is given probation. Fuck. This guy wants to get away from his wife so bad that he tries to rob a bank thinking he's going to go to jail.
House arrest.
Right? Like, no, we're just going to give you probation. Yeah, you're going to have to stay home with that fucking woman. What a dumbass. Well, he's from Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas. A 70-year-old man who said he robbed a Kansas City, Kansas bank so he could get away from his wife blamed his actions on depression. A federal judge on Tuesday sentenced Lawrence John Ripple to probation. So you don't need to go to jail. You just need to stay with your wife. Ripple went to Bank of Labor, a block from police headquarters last September. He gave a note to the teller saying he had a gun and was demanding money. After he was given it, Ripple waited for police. Court records indicate Ripple wrote the robbery note in front of his wife and told her he would rather be in jail than at home. And she said, go do it. You never get anything done anyway.
Talk about a ball and chain.
That's the supportive woman he was trying to get away from.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that people's reasoning, or, you know, if you want to get away, I mean, I guess if you're married that long, you know, it's much harder to go to get a divorce or just fucking move out. Right? I mean, at 70, why get divorced at that time? Just say, look, I'm fucking getting my own place. Or you get the fuck out. Right?
I mean, if it's, you know, you've had years to think about this and plot it. So, I mean, fake your own death. I mean, you know what I mean? Go for it for real, you know?
Mm.
Rob a bank with all those cameras.
And here's the thing. If you rob a bank, and let's say you get away with a couple grand, it's 20 years. Usually it's 20 years. It's a federal offense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could shoot somebody and spend 10 years in jail, and you can rob a bank and get 20.
Uh-huh.
Almost mandatory. Hey, speaking of crimes, you guys know what manspreading is, right? It's when you take too much ecstasy and you wake up with a guy named Bill.
No.
You know, but in Madrid, that's in Spain.
I just saw something about this.
In España. Yeah. Madrid buses moved to curtail manspreading because, you know, they got the big cojones in Spain.
Oh.
You know when you're sitting down to somebody, big balls, Miguel Cali, you know, like that. That would happen when I was at the Heat games, Miami Heat. The guy that sat next to me, this fucking guy, I said, "What do you got? Bowling balls? His balls? Your fucking legs? You know, like looks like a field goal. You know, like they're so wide out."
I mean, honestly, though, would you consider dating a guy with elephantitis of the nuts? I mean, you know, he had a cool car.
Well, I don't care what he got. And Madrid, if you're taking a bus in Spanish capital, be sure to keep your legs to yourself. Madrid authorities on Monday started putting up signs banning the practice of manspreading, opening one's legs so wide you invade other seating space on a city bus as a part of their new etiquette guidelines. Transportation companies say the sign is designed to discourage physical posture that bothers people. Yeah, keep your legs in your fucking seat.
Reasonable,
obviously.
Right? They had a New York subway. They had a problem with it. People manspreading on the subway, where you're trying, you know, nothing worse than you try to sit there and somebody's like, "What makes you think you could fucking open your, you know, what are your balls? You got smelly, scratchy balls? You know what I mean? And, fuck, close your legs."
I didn't pay for a ticket for a ride and a ball shot.
And you know if they're spreading, they must, you know, because they must have stinky balls. The sign features an illustration of a man with splayed legs with a red X above the text beneath, urges passengers to respect the space of others. There's currently no sign. There's no fines or any sanctions on this. They just don't want you to spread your legs. It's not difficult to see women with their legs closed and very uncomfortable because they're a man beside them who's invading their space. Plus, they're women. They don't want to. It's not ladylike to sit there with your legs spread open.
Although it is more acceptable, exactly.
When you're sitting there on a bus and some girl got her legs up wide open, you know, you try not to look. You know, like when you're at the gym. Sometimes you're at the gym and somebody's doing some exercise, like, you know, the leg machines. You know,
I try not to touch.
Yeah, like the other day, my wife and I were doing back. Yeah, we're doing back. You know, so we're doing the row, like these machines, poles, and these girls are on these machines ahead of us with, you know, spreading their legs and everything. I'm like, you know, my wife's, you know, I got to look up, you know, I can't like concentrate. My wife's going to think I'm looking at the girl. Her titties are hanging out when she's bent over. And I'm like, you know, make, you know, God damn it, you know. I'm trying not to get in trouble. Ugh. All the fucking things, man spreading. Well, I thought this is funny. Geese dump droppings on Disneyland guests hitting 17 people. That's funny. Yeah. You ever standing or been around somebody when they get shit on by a seagull or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
My grandfather was shit on by a monkey once.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We were in Monkey Jungle. Is that a thing? Monkey Jungle in Florida?
Yeah.
And you walk through like it's the monkey's home, but you've got little tunnels that you walk through, but they're open in places. And we're walking through, and my grandfather had a bald head, and the monkey just took a crap right on his head.
God.
Yeah, it was great.
Did he stick around? Did he leave?
Oh, no, he didn't stick around. He wasn't pleased about this.
I bet. You know? I mean, you get shit on by a monkey.
And this was Grandpa Herb. He was a proud man. He's not going to stick around.
Yeah. We're out of here. And then you must be like, well, come on. We want to hang out.
Monkeys. I want to see the monkeys.
Yeah. I think that'd be funny. We had a girl in middle school we called Seagull because on two different occasions she got shit on while went outside during PE or whatever, lunch, got shit on. I think it was in a two-week period. She got shit on twice. Can you imagine? Now, some people think that's good
Super
luck.
Super good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how lucky that could be. In Anaheim, California, Disneyland visitors got more adventure than they bargained for when a flock of geese let go in flight, fouling the guests. Anaheim police and fire officials say 17 people, including 6 children, were hit by bird droppings.
What, do they do it all at once? Is it like a unison exercise?
I was going to say, these fucking birds are smart. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
They plan this? Like, they have a leader saying, okay, now.
Yeah. Bombs away. The hazardous materials team was sent to Main Street near the Sleeping Beauty Castle after a report that feces had been thrown on people. It was quickly determined that the real culprit was a flock of geese flying overhead. Authorities say the smeared visitors were taken into a private restroom to clean up and were given clean clothes. Unfortunately, it was all Donald Duck and Goofy shirts.
Isn't a flock of geese called a gaggle?
Yeah, could be.
That was quite a gaggle.
Quite a gaggle.
Those people.
You know, when I took a walk on the beach in St. Pete, you know, I was watching, and sometimes the birds fly. I have a hat. I always have a hat for this type of thing. And plus, it's sunny as shit. So, you know, but I saw, because sometimes when a bird's about to shit, he does some sort of, you know, he does some, I don't know, there's like a disruption.
He dips, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, they, instead of being like flappy, they kind of like have that moment where they're, you know, everything just kind of seizes up. And I could see it. I think shit. I looked down, there's a little girl walking that this lady was trying to exercise with sand in her eyes. No, but, you know, it's just funny. It's a funny thing when somebody gets shit on. I'm just saying. Now, when a monkey shit, I've been to places where I've seen monkey throw shit. I've seen that happen. It was on Facebook, too, recently, where somebody was sitting, this kid was teasing the fucking monkey, and the kid threw monkey right at the kid's face, and he was like, bleh, 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 and he shit all over his face, and he was all fucking, you know.
He's crying.
He was crying. That's what you get. When you fuck with a monkey, you get shit in your face.
That's simple.
That, you know what? That should be the new thing. Instead of like unfriending people on Facebook, there should be a way you could just throw shit at their screen. You know what I mean?
Have like little Mr. Hanky shit spots on them.
That's right. Pet squirrel that foiled Idaho home burglary returns to the wild. Again, somebody has a pet squirrel. You know, I mean, you know.
That's strange.
Right? Like a fucking squirrel isn't a rodent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because they got that furry tail. And Boise, Idaho, a pet squirrel named Joey, who gained fame as a crime fighter, might be more of the lover type. Joey, who police credited with scaring off a burglar trying to break into his home's gun safe, made his long goodbyes earlier this month, then scampered up a backyard apple tree at his Meridian, Idaho home and hasn't been seen since. Can't live here. You guys have a fucking shitty neighborhood.
Wow.
If I had to guess, he found a girlfriend, and they're off doing their squirrel thing, said Adam Pearl, who obviously doesn't have a girlfriend, who raised Joey in his home for about 10 months. That's why he wouldn't have a girlfriend. A University of Idaho scientist said that they're probably right for Joey. For a lot of mammals, behavior changes once spring comes, and said Janet Racklow. Yeah, a little background music for everybody. Yeah. Turns out to be a squirrel. I don't know.
Just a regular old squirrel looking for
you ever
a squirrel.
Ever have an odd, like an odd pet? Like a lizard or one of those things or a snake?
I've had every kind of pet.
Yeah?
Sure.
What kind? What's like?
Guinea pig, rabbit. Had a rabbit once.
Yeah, people have rabbits. Yeah. And don't they leave those little pellet turds everywhere?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Do they stink?
Yeah, they're smelly, no doubt.
And most shit is, but sometimes there's shit small enough it doesn't smell.
Yeah, no, I remember smelling these things.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We used to keep this guy in a...
certain je ne sais quoi about a rabbit shit.
Some kind of cage we had for him, and he kept like clawing his way out of it and kept escaping. Would freak my mother out in the middle of the night.
By the way, back to our man spreading. Karen Hickox says that sounds like discrimination against well-endowed men. No, if you have a big cock, it's one thing, but the balls. If you got sticky, smelly balls, these are just guys with sticky, smelly balls. That's all it is.
Having big balls isn't like a good thing, is it? I mean, women aren't attracted to large balls.
No, it's not like you watch a porn and go, wow, this guy's got big balls.
Right, right.
You know, it's impressive.
Unless their nickname is Little Dick.
Yeah.
Where they can't pee over their balls.
Yeah, they piss on their dick. Didn't I use that the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that? I was making fun of some guy with a small dick, and I said, yeah, that was true.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah. The crowd was chatty on Saturday night. They got a little chatty. Mm-hmm. You know, and I looked over, because there was one table. It was just nonstop, and I looked over, and I was going to say something, but I couldn't say something because the person that was talking so loud was the server. The server was like, blah, blah. I'm like, I was going to say, but it's the fucking server, you know? And they felt so bad after. Like, I felt bad, but they kept screwing up our order, and just shut the fuck up. Hate that. Here's another story. Dispute over wrong drink at a Starbucks ends in a wrestling match and a stabbing. Now, I've seen a guy get in an argument with somebody at Starbucks.
Right.
Because the guy went up, and I don't know, let's say it was Dan. Dan, you know, and Stan. Stan came over, and he grabbed the cup, and the guy, Dan, goes, that's my fucking drink. Just like, that's my fucking drink. I mean, I was sitting like, wow. And the guy says, calm down. He goes, get your fucking hands. I'm like, dude, I'm not grabbing, like, your sandwich. I'm not sticking my hand in your fucking tuna.
Or you.
Yeah. You know, calm the fuck down.
Or but even your property yet. You haven't even been handed the cup.
The guy was like, you know. In Chicago, a trip to a Starbucks ended violently on Sunday after two customers got into an argument over a wrong drink order, and one of them got cut with a knife. Thank God it was one of those shitty fake knives.
The little plastic knives.
Witness said it started on Sunday afternoon when one of the customers apparently got into a dispute with a staff because he got the wrong drink. I wanted the caramel macchio. You like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Starbucks.
Yeah. You?
Neither.
None?
No.
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts for my coffee.
I mean, Dunkin' Donuts for donuts, for sure.
Yeah. But whatever comes closest. If I'm driving, I want coffee, I'll do whatever.
Hmm.
But the Starbucks is so much more fattening. You know, because I get like the white mocha, you know, big one. It's like 700 calories, whereas opposed to just a coffee with cream and sugar. Park Ridge police said the man from California got into a dispute with a staff at the Starbucks on Northwest Highway, blah, blah, blah. 2:30 p.m., a man from Glenview asked the man from California why he was picking on the staff. And after the two exchanged words, the man from California punched or slapped the man from Glenview, police say. The two began wrestling, and Glenview man reached into his phone to grab his cell phone, but grabbed a pocket knife instead. While he was wrestling with the man from California, the knife opened, and the man from California was cut. Now, I don't know whose explanation this is, but when you're in a fight, who reaches for your cell phone? You know, if you want to take it out of your pocket when you're wrestling, you don't want it to be, you know, I mean.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of, you know, if I'm in a fight to the death, I'm not worried about breaking my cell phone.
Not even.
Can you imagine you reach for your cell phone thinking you're, you know.
Who's in a fight to the death over coffee?
That's the thing. People are so fucking uptight. They don't want to be told anything. On? Bloody napkins littered the ground outside Starbucks after the incident. He was sitting on the curb and his hand was bandaged up. There was blood everywhere in the foyer, but everybody had coffee to drink, so it was fine. Biking for baseball, rider hit by car. I love when somebody tries to do something good and then the world just crashes in on you. Biking for a baseball writer hit by a car when he was trying to go across America on his bike.
Wow.
He didn't make it.
Nope.
Hey, I got an idea. I'm gonna take my bike across the country. What could happen?
What could be the worst thing?
It says here, an Illinois native
worst case scenario
was biking across the country to help put kids through college, but his ride was cut short when he was hit by a vehicle in Alabama. The road was bad and there was no shoulders. Rider Tim Lala from Orland Park told the news, a man in a Ford F-150, probably a KKK member, Baptist, right, crested a hill and hit me going pretty good. Lila was riding his bike in Alabama as he traversed the country going to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. He kept fans apprised of his adventures on the Biking for Baseball website on his Facebook page, the same page where he informed fans of his journey and devastating end. Lila suffered serious injuries in the incident, including minor fractures in his spine, a broken neck, and facial fractures. He also lost several teeth in the accident and will be going to a dentist in California as soon as he gets his insurance.
All of those fans are complicit in his death. No one could have advised him to a better route. No one.
Killer Java. Thanks, Karen. That's Killer Java in the last story. Just saying. There's just so much ignorance. That's all I'm saying. That's why, you know, you read these stories, you got to say to yourself, there's a lot of stupid shit going on.
Absolutely.
Thank God we're not killing each other in this room.
Not yet.
Well, now
we're something could come up.
We didn't use really hard subjects.
We kept it on the light side today. With that said, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Thanks, Ciro Doberg, for joining us today.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching.
And of course, Jonathan Greenberg is filling in as our new, our substitute co-host coming in whenever he's available. We won't have a show tomorrow unless I get my the show from last week from Bubba Radio Army Studios. I'm going to be on the road. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for dates, but I'm going to be basically in South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, and that's it. And this Wednesday, by the way, guys, here in Florida, Wise Guys Comedy Show is going to be stacked. Nadeem Awad's our host.
Nice.
Minda Moe's a guest spot. And, of course, Jonathan Gregory.
Good show.
That'll be our feature and our headliner, Eric Myers. One and only. Eric Myers is our headliner this week at Tavolino. So go to that in Coral Springs. Just $10. It's a great show. Aside from that, follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. We also have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And how about you, buddy?
Twitter and Instagram at Ciro Comic. And every Monday night at the 19th hole, we do our Monday night comedy night. Check it out.
How about you, Jonathan?
The only thing I got to tell you about is my next gig will be at The Living Room on June 30th, Friday night, June 30th, 8 p.m., The Living Room in Boynton Beach.
And be careful in Boynton Beach. That's where that little three-year-old's walking around with a gun.
Uh-oh.
So be careful.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you here next time right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey
thousand lifetimes.